The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. Welcome to The Early Edge, powered by BetMGM. I'm Mackenzie Brooks, your host of the day. Not who you usually see, but we're going to get through it. Before I bring in the stars of the show, let's take a look back at yesterday. Things could have gone better. They could have gone worse, but that is what the Saturday morning team is for. We are here to bounce you back. So we have a big college football slate to get through, but before we get there, we're going to bring in AMAX to talk a little bit of MLB and a little NFL. So bring in the stars of the show right here. And of course, we have EC waking up bright and early for us to get through this college football slate together too. So for right now, AMAX, let's get those MLB picks out of the way. We have a little EC energy here with some parlays.
I do. So when I heard EC was going to be on the show with me, I was like, I have to go with a few parlays. So the first parlay of the two picks I'm going to play here, we're going to Touki Toussaint over 2.5 walks, paired with Chris Sale over 1.5 walks. I got it at +157. And I'm going to take a half unit on this. Nice little fun parlay for some of the walks. I think that these guys are in good spots, though. You got Toronto for the Sale side of things. They've been top 3, top 4 against lefties for walks. And then you look at Touki Toussaint. I mean, this guy has walked a bunch of players each and every game. And so if you look at his – you have to actually go back to July. You look at his track record here, you have to go back to July to when he has not walked at least 2 guys. I think that he gets that third one for us today. And at +157, I like the odds for a fun little parlay there. And then – I'm actually going to say one thing. So I did have a pick that I wanted to get out for the show as well, but it hasn't popped up. So if you look, take a look for Kyle Freeland today against the Giants. They strike out a lot against lefties. I think that Freeland, who his strikeouts come at home in Colorado, is in a good matchup here against the Giants. So see if you can find that one. It's just not out on the books yet because they haven't named a starter for that game. But here on the other parlay, because we're using the EC energy, we're going to go to the NFL for tomorrow, because I won't see you guys. And we're going to go with the New York Giants on the money line and the San Francisco 49ers on the money line. I think that both of these teams are in very good spots to win. The 49ers look great. They really should be fairly healthy. They're only missing one guy and really wasn't a starter. On the Giants side, look, if Andrew Thomas plays, it's a huge boost. But even if he doesn't play, I think that the Giants are still going to be looking good. The Cardinals, I cannot trust them. If you want to play the Giants to win and beat any team, it's probably going to be against the Cardinals. I have them in my survivor pools this week, and I definitely like Daniel Jones to have a nice game here indoors as well, right? So I like that. And then on the other side, like I said, 49ers, I think they just outclass the Rams here and take the victory. So we got it at -105. You probably could shop around and find a little bit better, but I like that for tomorrow. And, you know, take a look at my Twitter. I'll probably have a few more K-props coming out for MLB stuff today. Just like I said, some of the lines hadn't fully dropped yet, so wanted to play a little fun walk parlay for the MLB.
Yeah, definitely. Love that. Love that money line parlay too. I like this as a get right spot for the Giants. Absolutely. So yeah, keep up with AMAGS through the weekend on Twitter. He is a man of the people, always giving you guys those best bets. But now we're going to move into our college football slate. Me and EC are going to break down the top 5 games of this weekend. Not any crazy marquee matchups that we're going to see this weekend, but let's start with number 15, Kansas State, laying 4 at Missouri, over under 49. I think I got to be missing something here. I don't understand why this is such a close game. We have Kansas, the sports line model has them winning 31-23. Kansas State 11-2 against the spread in FBS games as the favorite since 2021. But EC, what do you think about this game?
Well, Kenz, first of all, glad to be on with you here on a Saturday morning. And I'll tell you what, this line, when we did this on the College Football Show on Wednesday, was 5.5. And now you said it's, what, 4? And I've seen it lower this morning. So Kansas State won this game 4. Yeah, 3.5. I mean, it's crazy. This is what I mean. I would lean Kansas State, but I'm staying away. Kansas State won this game 40-12 last year. Missouri only had 222 yards of total offense. Kansas State just wrecked a pretty good Troy team last week. You know, Troy went 12-2 last year. Kansas State beat them 42-13. Meanwhile, Missouri held on to beat Middle Tennessee 23-19. You got to wonder, like, why? What's the line movement here? I think the home team advantage is people are buying into it. I think Kansas State wins by a touchdown, but I am staying away. I wouldn't bet this game. If you want to do anything, maybe a sprinkle on the under. I don't know what the model says on that, but I would sprinkle the under. Otherwise, I'm staying away from the line.
Yeah. You know, honestly, the only strong value the model has is that spread, but it's just so bizarre that I don't even know if I can recommend anyone to put their money on that. But we will move to a game that I do have some plays for people. South Carolina at my Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia favored -27.5, over under 54.5. We have slight value on Georgia to cover this number because we have South Carolina scoring less than the 13.5 points Vegas expects them to score. How do you think they come out in this game?
All right. Well, I don't want to upset you here because I know you're a Georgia alum, but I like South Carolina +27.5. I know it's gone down a little bit. I would play this to maybe 24.5. So Spencer Rattler, their quarterback, is 4-1 against the spread. And oh, by the way, straight up against AP top 10 teams in his career as a starter. Now, last November, he defeated #5 Tennessee and #7 Clemson. His only loss, though, was to your Georgia Bulldogs last year. South Carolina 3-0 against the spread in their last three in Athens. Georgia 0-5 against the spread in their last five games as a 20 or more point favorite. I think we cover even on a game like 38-14. Bad news. Sorry, I hate to go. You're not losing. You know Georgia's not losing this game. But I that's a big number. I can't lay the points.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, look, those big numbers are pretty crazy. Only teams that have great returning production, returning quarterback are the teams that I really feel comfortable laying those points with. I do have a couple player props that I promise this isn't a homer pick. The model really likes the value here. I'm just speaking for the data. We do have Rattler to go over half an interception, and we also have him to go under 4.5 rushing yards. Georgia has had 23 tackles for loss so far this season. I think this is a team, their first SEC matchup. I think they're going to beat up on this team. I think they're going to put a lot of pressure on Rattler. So I like, you know, in college, you get those negative yards to work against your rushing yard prop. So I think we could see him go into the negatives. I think he stays under 4.5. And we also have him projected for 1.14 interceptions. So with that pressure, you could see him maybe airing the ball out a lot, which leaves opportunity for interception. So for our underdog prize pick players out there, just something to look out for if you like that play there. We're going to hear from BetMGM, our new partner. Here is a new code for you guys. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get $200 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager at least $10 and you will receive $200 instantly in bonus bets, regardless of your wager's outcome, with the bonus code EDGE200. Now, let's move down. We're going to move to the, let's call it the nighttime slate at 5 p.m. #8, Washington laying 16.5 at Michigan State. We don't really have a strong value here for the model. I think we maybe lean Michigan State, but anything you find here that you like?
Wait a second. You're calling the nighttime slate 5 p.m. That's 2 p.m. my time. My game that I'm going to tonight, Kenz, doesn't kick off until 11:10 Eastern, and I have to drive 2 hours each way. I don't even know what you the overnight. I probably won't get home until like 4 a.m. Eastern. Hey, where it's
we'll call it the happy hour.
There we go. Well, not for me. Maybe for the people I'm going with. All right. So listen, I like the over in this game, and I'll tell you why. Can Michigan State? They've had all this turmoil with Mel Tucker, and who knows how they're going to respond. But it doesn't matter because I don't think they're going to be able to shut down Michael Penix Jr. He has more than 400 yards passing and 4 touchdowns each in his first two games. And he threw for 397 and 4 last year against these guys. Now, Michigan State was able to get some garbage points at the end and run it up 39-28, whereas Washington, you know, didn't cover and the game went over. Washington was 10-3 over this number last year, 1-1 this year, but should be 2-0. They didn't take their foot off the gas last week. Michigan State's offense has actually shown up lately, dropped 76 points thus far in the 2 weeks. Over is 5-1 in their last 6 at home. Over is 9-4 in Washington's last 13 as a favorite. High scoring game. That's what we're playing. High scoring. Washington 42, Michigan State 24.
I like it. We're rooting for points. The math is mathing there.
Points.
Good point.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so before we move back to the SEC, we're going to hear from a familiar face here at Sportsline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Wow, I wonder who that girl is. She seems like really cool and down to earth. But anyway,
great promo. Great promo. She did a great job on that promo.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, Tuesdays, we really are bringing a unique value to this company by showing you literally behind the sports science simulation that my team coded, you know, to power this website. So we love to answer your guys' questions. We're still figuring out what works and what doesn't for the show. So any input and feedback, we would love to see you guys there. But let's move on. We're going back to the SEC. Number 11, Tennessee, laying 5.5 at Florida, over under 56.5. Our projected sports line model score is 34-23 for Tennessee. So not too much value technically there with the spread. I do have a prop here I'll give out, but let's hear what you have to say first.
Well, on Wednesday, I gave this out at Florida plus 6.5. Everybody thought I was kind of crazy. And what did you say the line was now? 5.5? This is a tricky line. This is just like that Kansas State game. I'm staying away. I know they have profit boosts all over the place. You guys want to have fun with it, you know, go for it. I'm staying away from it. Tennessee hasn't really looked that sharp in both games this season. And don't forget that Florida backdoored a cover last year with two fourth quarter touchdowns. You know, historically, they're 18-1 against this number in their last 19 against Tennessee. You know, you could probably throw that out the window. I don't think Florida's very good. I'm anti-Graham Mertz, but this line is so fishy. Tennessee, I think, wins, but it's close. Tennessee 28, Florida 24.
Yeah, I'm with you here. It feels like a pretty ugly line. A prop that I do like is Graham Mertz to throw an interception. I'm actually shocked the juice is like 125. We have it projected at like 160. We have him throwing, I think, 1.16 interceptions, but look, this Tennessee front, so much better than their banged up Florida offensive line. I think he's going to have to air out this ball early. They might try to run it. It's not really something they've had success with so far, at least against competitive teams. So I think if they want any shot of staying in this game, they will have to pass the ball, which for me leaves plenty of opportunity. He threw interception both week one and week two, threw plenty at Wisconsin. So I think that's a bet that you're going to be winning most weeks. So let's move on. We're going to hear quick, and we'll do that next. We're going to talk about Colorado State at number 18, Colorado. This is probably the closest thing to a marquee matchup we're getting. Colorado, 23.5 point favorites, over under 62.5. What are you targeting here with all this drama?
All right, so we've got the drama, and we've got, you know, I went on a little rant the other day about how I don't like what Colorado's doing, and I'm not going to repeat that here. What I don't like right now is Jay Norvell, the head coach of Colorado State. Like, what are you thinking? This is just not the week. You want to rip Coach Prime, I guess, but to give him more incentive to run up the score against you is really not a good idea. So I was leaning Colorado minus 23.5 to begin with. I mean, I'd probably play this up to 27.5. I mean, this, you know, he's going to put it on him late. He's not going to call off the dogs. And I believe this is Colorado's chance to show off before they get smoked at Oregon and at home against USC the next 2 weeks. They're going to get exposed. But for now, Colorado State, like, this is going to be ugly. We have to lay the points here, don't we? Like, this is not right. Going to be good.
Yeah, you can't root against this narrative at this point.
Yes, I can root against. My team plays them later this year, and I will root against them. You know, listen, what he's done, I appreciate what he's done. Right. Don't get me wrong. But what he's going to do eventually to this program when he leaves, you know, Colorado fans, enjoy the moment, because in 5 years, it's going to be an utter disaster. So let me just say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, look, my team, the Sportsline model team, focuses a lot of our success based off past data. So a team like Colorado is a team we're having a hard time with this transfer portal chaos group of guys that we don't know how to handle yet. But one play not related to either another prop that you can find on Prize Picks or Underdog, Shador Sanders over 3 passing touchdowns. We have him projected for 3.7. And like you said, I don't see a version of the story where he is not 100% and Deion's not giving him the green flag to just launch and throw this ball down the field. So I think there's some good value to be said there. So before we get into our best bets, I have one more. You have a few. Let's hear a word from one of our sponsors.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, so we went through our top 5 favorite games of the day, but let's move into our best bets. I know you have 2 and some lower key games, we can call it.
Well, listen, we need something to bet on here coming up at noon Eastern, right? So I needed to add a couple of games. I didn't think I had much in my earlier college football slate. So let's start with Ohio +3.5 against Iowa State. Now, here's the kicker about this number. You may find it lower. I would buy the points to get it at 3.5. That's the important thing. You want to buy the hook here. Ohio is 5-1 against the spread at home, or they were last year at Peden Stadium. Now, Iowa State beat these guys badly, 43-10 in Ames last year. But Iowa State is a road favorite in 2022. Not good. 0-2. Ohio should be 3-0. They should have beaten San Diego State in week 1 if quarterback Curtis Rourke did not get hurt. Iowa State, well, their players are probably more concerned what Kenz and I have to say about bets than they do about playing football games. That's why some of them aren't playing this week. Let's go Ohio on the money line. I'm actually going to pick them for an upset if you want to sprinkle that. 20-17, but I would buy the hook. I'm buying the hook just in case. I don't think the model likes my pick here, but I'm buying the hook. Ohio, I think they can pull off the upset. So you guys do what you want with that one. And then I had to throw in a total here. We're going to throw in the Liberty Buffalo over 55.5 at -105. Heck, the game's on CBS Sports Network. So, I mean, we have to bet it, right? So Buffalo has a terrible defense. They give up 38 to Wisconsin in week 1 and 40 to Fordham in week 2. I don't know what that's all about. They're the 7th worst defense in the country right now, surrendering 481 yards per game. That is not good. Liberty has scored more than 30 points in both of their first 2 games over Bowling Green and New Mexico State. Remember, their coach is Jamie Chadwell, who was formerly at Coastal Carolina. Liberty has gone over this total in 5 of their last 6 road games. The over is 6-2 in Buffalo's last 8. Hey, Kenz, your Sportsline model loves this pick. They have it at 34-30 Liberty. I am saying 35-27 Liberty, and we play the over.
Love it. Love it. Love when the model's in agreement and love rooting for points. There's nothing more fun than rooting for points. I'm going to move over to another college football game, Indiana-Louisville. Louisville, as my friends at Georgia in the South like to say it. I have to put some respect on their name there. But we're going to go with Cam Camper, over 33.5 receiving yards. He's a little banged up, but he is their top weapon, no doubt. He's looking healthier in practice. He's hit this over in week 1 and week 2. It was just barely. They played Ohio State. And look, they barely had a starting quarterback. They did nothing but, you know, run the ball. They had 3 points. They kicked a field goal. But they still got him over this number. He still went over 33.5. Now he's playing defense will probably have a lot more success against. He gets 30% of this team's target share. That's like Cooper Kupp numbers put in perspective. We have him projected at 51 yards. I think he finds a lot of success here today. So that is my other player prop of the day. So let's move to our recap board. We'll bring back AMAC's pick in here as well and take a look at what we have. I'm on Graham Mertz over half an interception, minus 125. Cam Camper over 33.5 receiving yards at minus 115. AMAGs, two parlays. We're going Toki Toussaint over 2.5 walks plus Chris Sale over 1.5 walks. And then that value is plus 157. And then we have an NFL parlay, Giants and Niners money line at minus 105. EC is on Ohio to cover plus 3.5, minus 120. And the Liberty Buffalo over 55.5 at minus 105. This is looking good. This feels like a get right spot for the crew today. So let's cash those tickets. Happy College Football Saturday. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
It only takes 2 minutes of sheer horror.
A new Paramount Plus original docuseries.
We were dealing with a serial killer preying on elderly women.
A cold-blooded killer hidden in plain sight.
He's suffocating people with pillows.
Leaving corpses all over Texas.
How did it happen?
I was responsible for her. The guilt is immeasurable.
They covered it up.
Pillowcase Murders, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.